May 18, 1915, the divine justice imposes chastisements, but neither these nor the enemies get close to the souls who live in the divine volition. Continuing in my pure state, I felt my poor nature succumbing. I am in a state of continuous violence. I want to do violence to my adorable Jesus, but he hides so as not to be violated more. Then, when he sees that I am not in the act of doing violence to him because he is hidden, all of a sudden, he makes himself seen and starts crying for all that miserable humanity is suffering and will suffer. Other times, in a touching and almost imploring tone, he tells me, "Daughter, do not use violence on me." My state is already violent in itself because of the grave evils that the creatures suffer and will suffer. But I must give justice its rights. And while he says this, he cries and I cry together with him. Many times it seems that, transforming himself completely into me, he cries through my eyes. All the tragedies, human bodies mutilated, floods of blood, towns destroyed, churches profaned, which Jesus had shown me many years before, pass before my mind. My poor heart is shredded with pain. Now I feel it writhing with the spasm, now freezing. And while I suffer this, I hear the voice of Jesus saying, "How I grieve! How I grieve!" And he bursts into sobs. But who can say everything? Now, as I was in this state, my sweet Jesus, in order to somehow calm my fears and frights, told me, "My daughter, courage. It is true that great will be the tragedy, but know that I will have regard for the souls who live from my will, and for the places where these souls are. Just as the kings of the earth have their own courts and quarters in which they keep safe in the midst of dangers and among the fiercest enemies, since their strength is such that while the enemies destroy other places, they do not dare to look at that point for fear of being defeated, in the same way, I too, King of Heaven, have my quarters and my courts on earth. These are the souls who live in my volition, in whom I live, and the court of heaven crowds round them. The strength of my will keeps them safe, rendering the bullets cold, and driving back the fiercest enemies. My daughter, why do the blessed themselves remain safe and fully happy even when they see that the creatures suffer and that the earth is in flames? Exactly because they live completely in my will. Know that I put the souls who live completely from my will on earth in the same condition as the blessed. Therefore, live in my will and fear nothing. Even more, in these times of human carnage, not only do I want you to live in my will, but to live also among your brothers, between me and them. You will hold me tightly, sheltered from the offenses that creatures send me. As I give you the gift of my humanity and of all that I suffered, while you keep me sheltered, you will give to your brothers my blood, my wounds, my thorns, my merits for their salvation.